Remember your favorite car, or maybe the car that you have now is your favorite car. Well, my favorite car was an Opel, and I named it Rua. I used to name all of my cars, but after Rua, I stopped naming my cars. But Rua is a very powerful word, because it's the Hebrew word that speaks about the Spirit that moves in and out of our lives. It speaks about the Spirit that Jesus was speaking about to the crowds. Ruah is what God in the second creation story breathed into the nostrils of Adam, the breath of life. Well, long and short, my car named Rua, it died in St. Louis. It gave up the Spirit. I was able to get it repaired enough to get to Milwaukee, but I knew that it was time to trade Rua in for a new car. What Jesus, for the past several weeks, has been speaking about receiving the bread of life, and that we who eat his body and drink his blood, that we will have life. Now, obviously, the life that he's talking about is not our physical life. You know, we're all alive here this morning. But the life that he is speaking about is the life of the Spirit. That Spirit that God gives to us, as God will give shortly to Luciana in the sacrament of baptism, as God gives that Spirit at confirmation, and as God gives that Spirit to us throughout the journey of life. You know, so those crowds that followed Jesus, you know, they didn't understand what life he was talking about. They thought he was talking about physical life. But Jesus was talking about spiritual life, the real life, the life that really counts. And so as they all went back to their former ways of life, and only the 12 remained with him, he turns to the 12 and he asks a very powerful question, because it's the same question that you and I have to answer today and every day of our lives. Do you also want to leave? Now, Peter, in his response, gives the very core of what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. And he says the following: Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God. So Peter's profession of faith, declaring that Jesus has the words of eternal life, that's at the very core, or that's the essence of what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Because that life is the source of discipleship. That life that Jesus speaks about, that Spirit, that's where we draw our courage and our strength to live out our faith each day of our lives. You know, each time that you and I, we come forward to receive the body and the blood of Jesus, it's a profession of faith. So when you and I are saying amen, what we're saying is, yes, I believe. Yes, I believe that this is the bread of life. Yes, I believe this is the body and blood of Jesus. Yes, I believe that this is the life that Jesus offers in the sacrament of the Eucharist. And so for us then, it means that our goal is to become like Jesus, to somehow conform our lives to his life. You know, St. Augustine, whenever he would present the Eucharist to his congregation, he would always say, receive who you are and become whom you receive. You know, we are Christ, and we are the body of Christ that has gathered together this morning. Not in its totality, because there's more members to the body of Christ. But imperfect as we are, our goal is to each time as we come forward to receive the Lord in the Eucharist is to grow more like him in our daily lives. I like the sponges. Now, you know the old sponges? Now, those were the ones that were really kind of crinkled up, and you tossed them into water. And then what they did is they expanded, they got larger, because they soaked up the water. Well, that's what you and I are supposed to do. We're supposed to be like sponges soaking up all that life that Jesus offers us in the sacrament of the Eucharist. Now, Michael Simon, he's a Jesuit priest. When reflecting on this particular gospel passage, he wrote the following, and I quote, "We are called to be like the one who places himself each day as a simple piece of bread in the hands of countless others," end of quote. We are to be Eucharist to one another. You know, and when you stop to think about that, being bread for one another, that is really discipleship at its best.